Hello, and welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Margo, here with Wayne, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and everything in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While there, check out TV shows or click the Schedule a Call button to explore how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. 215-406-4357. As we continue discussing cord cutting and streaming, let's dive into an essential topic, streaming safety and security. Wayne, could you shed some light on this for our audience?
Of course. Safety and security are crucial for the streaming experience, especially for seniors. We already discussed streaming devices being more secure than smart TVs connected directly to the internet. The next important tip is to use legitimate streaming services. Stick to well-known platforms like Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, or Hulu. These services are reputable and provide high-quality content.
That's a great point. Sticking to well-known platforms ensures a safer streaming experience. But are there any specific security measures seniors should take while using these services?
Absolutely. Firstly, create a strong and unique password for your streaming accounts. Avoid using the same password you use for other accounts. This helps protect your personal information in case of a data breach.
Good advice. Passwords are critical for online security. What about other safety measures?
Another important tip is to be cautious of emails or messages claiming to offer free streaming services or exclusive content. These can be phishing attempts to steal your personal information. Always verify the legitimacy of any promotion or offers directly on the streaming service's official website.
That's a vital reminder. Scammers are always looking for ways to trick people, so it's essential to be vigilant. Are there any potential scams related to streaming devices themselves?
Unfortunately, some scammers may offer counterfeit or unauthorized streaming devices at a discounted price. These devices might not have the necessary security features or might even come loaded with malicious software. Stick to well-known brands and trusted retailers when purchasing streaming devices.
Thank you for sharing these valuable tips, Wayne. It's essential to prioritize safety when enjoying the vast content available through streaming services. Now that we've covered streaming safety and security, let's talk about personalizing your streaming experience. Wayne, how can our listeners create watch lists on streaming platforms?
Personalizing your streaming experience is a fantastic way to keep track of your favorite shows and movies. Most streaming services will allow users to create watch lists. Simply find the content you want to save. There's usually an option to add it to your watch list. This way, you can access all of your preferred content in one place without searching for it again.
That sounds convenient. Having all your favorites in one place makes it much easier to enjoy your streaming time. Now, for our audience members who might be new to streaming, can you explain how they can discover new shows and movies tailored to their interests?
Certainly. Streaming platforms are designed to recommend content based on your viewing habits. They use algorithms to analyze what you watch and then suggest similar shows or movies. The platform's recommendations become even more accurate as you watch more content. So exploring new genres and shows that align with your interests becomes effortless.
Now that's fascinating. It's like having a personalized entertainment curator. These recommendations must be a delightful way to discover hidden gems. Wayne, can you provide some additional tips for our audience to get the most out of these recommendations?
Absolutely. One way to maximize these suggestions is to rate the content you watch. When you finish watching a show or movie, please give it a thumbs up or a thumb down to rate it with stars, or rate it with stars, depending on the platform. This helps the algorithm better understand your preferences and tailor its recommendations accordingly.
That's a valuable tip. Rating content can really fine-tune the recommendations. I'm sure our audience will find this information helpful. As we wrap up our discussion on cord cutting and streaming, let's take a moment to explore the future of streaming. Wayne, how do you see technology evolving in the world of streaming?
The future of streaming is incredibly promising. We can expect continual advancement in content delivery and streaming technology. For instance, we might see improved video quality, faster loading times, and better user interfaces that enhance the streaming experience.
Now that sounds exciting. With technology constantly evolving, streaming is bound to get even better. Can you tell us any potential interactive features that might be coming to streaming platforms?
Absolutely. Streaming platforms are likely to introduce more interactive features that encourage viewer engagement. Some platforms are already experimenting with interactive storytelling. Where viewers can make choices that affect the storyline. We may see more interactive content, making streaming even more immersive and engaging.
Wow, interactive storytelling sounds like a fun and unique way to experience content. I can't wait to see what else the future holds for streaming. Before we sign off, Wayne, please share some final thoughts and encouragement for our senior listeners considering cord cutting and streaming.
Of course. Embracing cord cutting and streaming can open up a new entertainment world for seniors. It's user-friendly and flexible and offers vast content to suit everyone's taste. Don't be afraid to give it a try. There are plenty of resources and guides available to help get you started. Enjoy the freedom and convenience that streaming brings to your entertainment journey.
Well said. Thank you, Wayne, for sharing your expertise and insights with us today. And to our lovely audience, we hope this discussion has inspired you to explore the world of cord cutting and streaming. Remember, there is always time to try something new. Until next time, stay curious and keep streaming.
Thank you, Marco, for having me, and thank you all for listening. Happy streaming, everyone.
Absolutely. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. And that number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time I have for today. It has been my pleasure to be here, and I look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell.
Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Great Geek Productions, hosted by Margo Jones and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stephen Kartenberg.